There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Oh, God. Oh, the water, Manuel.
Why are you getting water all over my house?
I'm reenacting Niagara Falls. Roll with it. It's water, Manuel. It's so wet. Manuel, do you want to marry me? Should we just fucking do this, Manuel?
There's a rainbow.
Clean up water.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love!
I was method. I was
yeah,
making
but
my water be. It's just water on a coffee.
Please don't knock over your
water. I didn't knock over anything. I was doing a waterfall. We needed, it was for our intimate portrait people. I'm glad you said yes, no.
I did. There's still water everywhere.
It's just water on a cheap wooden table.
The thing is, I would be more upset if this was a cheap wooden table, but this is one of the nicer things I have in my fucking apartment.
So there's just a little bit of splashes of, not even splash, droplets of water. How many times has Lou been on this table?
Welcome to reality, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
But Lou comes off.
It doesn't. An oil base would ruin this, I've heard. Well, that. I'm sorry if you're watching that intimate portrait. That just.
I didn't want you to throw. You literally took your hand into your water threw water all over.
You try to be creative.
If you would have put it on my floor, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. But you put it on my fucking table. I respect wood like Larry David. I respect wood. That's why there are coasters here. It's not my fault. All your stuff in your apartment's garbage.
It's not. It's nice. My stuff's...
This is really nice.
Yeah, it's fine. It's nice. It is nice.
I paid a lot of money for this.
You did, which is why, see, it's fine. Just a little bit of water. It looks brand new. Actually, a little cleaner. Needed a dusted. You're welcome.
This is Night at Fiance. Season 10, episode 14. This is a morning show. And I'm hot.
I feel great. I might get your Barbra Streisand blanket and cover up.
You think it's cold in here?
No, right now I'm just fine. Again, we can't complain.
Who gives a shit about any of this?
This is reality gays. Hello, sissies.
I'm sorry everyone's freezing.
Yeah, it sucks. What's going on? You can't get your sweater. What is wrong? You were all out of sorts this morning. Did you have coffee?
Yes, I'm still drinking it.
Maybe. Fine. No, it's not going to work. It's fine.
Maybe you need another one. Here, let me hold your microphone and you unzip your sweater because you won't be happy until... there you go.
It's good.
There you go.
Much better.
So you had coffee. Do you need a drink? A Xanax? A gummy?
What do you need? I need to move on.
Okay. All right. It's going to be a bunch
of this morning. I need to stab this in your eye, like on Spoiler Alert, one of the last episodes of Fargo.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to watch
it. It was
that.
Really good. It was this season.
Good. I did finish The Crown. I was very sad. My friend and I were very satisfied with the ending.
Is it officially over?
Yeah, it's donezo.
Oh.
It was a beautiful. It was. I enjoyed the last episode. Some people didn't like it.
Do people still say donezo?
I don't know. I do.
No, I'm saying, you know where that came from, right?
It didn't come Pink is a New Blog?
No, The Hills.
Oh,
that's why they started saying it, yeah.
Oh,
actually, all the way back to Kristen Cavallari on the Good Beach, the real Orange County.
I don't know. I was reading something else.
Stephen and Lard are donezo.
I was just reading something online there, and it said my L's and W's, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I had to ask my friend what
my
it was.
My L's and W's?
Losses and wins. We don't say losses and wins now. We just say L's and W's.
Who says losses and wins anymore except for sports people?
I don't know. I guess that's it. That's why I don't know.
Maybe, by the way, maybe it's fantasy football or something.
Sissies came for us about hot guys in soccer. Came for us. You were like, you didn't get it. And I just want to say, I was proud of our dick piggy sissies.
I agree that they're hot soccer.
But even
guys.
I didn't realize they were that hot. They came for both of us.
I guess what I was saying is I wasn't saying there weren't hot guys. You misconstrued everything what I was saying.
I did not. Don't try to gaslight me.
You were saying when I thought of a sport that is when men are playing it is sexual. I didn't think it was soccer,
and then
AKA football.
Yes, that's what I got. And Sissy sent screenshots of guys playing, and they're like falling. Their clothes. It was hot. I'm not here
I
to
still
shame you.
Think
I'm
it's
here
like
to say
rugby
that
or American football
pigs.
Is still more physical.
And yeah, but they wear too much padding. But, you can't
and
see
I'm
their
not
bodies.
Saying, and I'm not saying soccer players aren't hot.
They should play football in just shorts and a t-shirt. Then we can see what's going on.
I think people would get hurt more than they
do. Well, it'd be more enjoyable to watch.
I don't like watching people destroy each other.
I've seen the name
Hold
of your
on.
Point. Yeah.
Back up.
Back up. You can't
Wait.
Say that. Yeah.
In some days, yeah. Don't. It's very loud this morning.
Oh, God.
My ears are sensitive.
Your aura is sensitive.
We have an announcement.
What?
And that announcement is Timey 2 has a name.
Yeah, but we're going to do it on next show. Sorry. Right?
No.
We're doing it this show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I said we're doing it in the announcements.
Oh, okay. Great.
Keith, catch up.
I think you said something, but I'm just rolling with it.
No, I said we were going to do the announcements.
Well, yeah, I didn't know which show. We have announcements
half
on
the time
show,
you
too.
Roll with it. You don't know what the fuck's going on.
That's why I'm happy.
What? So I'll let you do all of it from now on. How about that?
That's fine. I'm fine
with
that.
Yeah, the show would be a fucking mess.
I think it'd be fine. People enjoy it. All right.
More than it already is.
Let's talk about, so...
Y'all had lots of great names on our Instagram.
You did.
We posted something about our new timer, which is basically the same model and make as our old timer, because...
Y'all said it needed a new name.
And
so,
you said Timey 2 isn't right, because Timey 1 gave so much service.
Agreed. I agree.
Like me at Boy Bar.
Yeah, they're the same.
They're exactly the same.
Yeah, they're exactly the same.
There maybe one is a little more updated because they don't make the old model anymore.
Yeah, there's something very minuscule that's been streamlined, and I can't tell. Oh, it's got this like low battery alert. That's it. And this one doesn't have a low battery alert.
Riveting.
There you go.
Riveting. No one gives a shit about.
I do because it's bothered me this whole time. Okay. So Poodle fashion, he said, choose five names.
But then I found 15, others.
But didn't tell me. So do you want to go back and forth? I think I have like 10.
Fine.
Do you want to go back and forth, or do you want to name yours? Do you want to name mine? I don't care.
I said, these are honorable mentions. These did not make it. But I have my one pick, I think.
Okay.
That I want to name it.
Okay.
And... But these are names y'all threw out on our
Instagram.
On our Instagram. I liked Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed. I enjoyed that one. Oh, we're going. Okay. There was several of these too. I really enjoyed, because this was on brand. I really enjoyed Two Timey.
Yes.
Because
I enjoyed that too.
It's a two timer. Cheating.
We also had in the share voice, Terlm.
Tom, I did enjoy
Terlm.
That. I did Terlm. I enjoyed Dick Talk.
Yes.
Yes, again, brand names.
Sean Cody.
That, I enjoyed that one too. Speaking of names, probably actually, I think it's going to be too long to say, but I will say my favorite one of favorites is Leanne Times.
It's funny.
It's really funny, but I don't know if it's the winner. Keep going.
Amy Timehouse.
That was good. That was good. I enjoyed Chrono Daddy. Chrono Daddy.
Very topical. Reality Von Time.
Reality Von Time. I enjoyed Bob. Bob made me laugh a lot. I enjoyed just Bob.
Tick Pig.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's
Tick
a
Pig.
That's a brand one too. I enjoyed Miss Minutes.
Yes.
I really like, although if
Miss
we
Minutes to
that,
the main stage.
I would want her to be M-I-Z-Z. Ms. Minutes.
Yeah, yeah. If you're nasty.
Yeah.
I also loved Good Times. Temporary Loss.
That's why we're not using that one. They did sing that at the Emmy Awards.
Oh.
That was good about the Emmy Awards. You were asking me before, do you want to talk? I was like, the Emmy were great, but there wasn't anything like big to talk. But I did enjoy, like, they did Martin.
Yeah.
Good Times. They did Cheers, and they had all the cast members of all these 75 years of television on. That was great.
That's cool.
They did I Love Lucy. Anyway.
And resurrected Lucille Ball and what's her name?
Whoever knows.
Vivian Vance.
Vivian Vance.
No, someone would have come for me if I couldn't remember
they
Vivian
would.
Vance.
I very much enjoyed We Share a Birthday, Liza Tamele.
Mm.
I enjoyed that one a lot.
Time Daily.
Great. Y'all knew where to come for us.
Yeah.
I also enjoyed Clocky.
Clocky.
Just Clocky.
Oh, this one's a read. 90.
I skipped that one. Skipped that one.
I think that's all.
I have one more. I think, yeah, I already said. I also enjoyed Time Master 5000. That is very much a 90s kid.
Someone said Sarper just as well with the counting.
Yes, yes.
I have my choice.
What's your choice?
Reba McEntire.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you thought it was too long.
We're going to call it Reba.
Reba McEntire.
What's your choice?
My choice was going to be...
Because you know I'm going to win.
No. I love that one. If I really didn't like it, I'd fight you on it, but I really don't care that much to fight you. But I really did. I really enjoyed, I think either my pick was going to be Ms. Minutes or Bob. I really enjoyed those two things because this is what Poodle does. Poodle told me 2 weeks ago, well, I really like Reba McEntire, but we can't name it that because it's too long. So don't think about that.
But
that is literally what you gaslit and told me that you wanted to do. But you did that because you didn't want me to pick it because you know I love Reba and I'm from Oklahoma.
Well,
and you wanted it to be your decision because you're an Enneagram 4.
I knew I had to stymie you and then I would surprise you in a way because I knew... Like you did, you would choose unwisely. But that's okay. And that's why we work. What song is this?
Don't know. You got to listen to a Reba song now.
Oh, is this You Lie?
No. It's not at all. Here we go.
I made a decision to create efficiency in our storytelling. And also, I didn't like Reba McEntire, but in my head, it played over again and again, and I delighted myself with saying, Reba McEntire, Reba McEntire.
Can't hold that any longer. Let's just move
That's
on.
That's a very high note for her.
It is. It's in her head voice, too. No one cares.
There were two people who came up with Reba McEntire.
I'm all for it.
Reba. They were Durham Girls Pride and Biffness Casual.
Biffness. You know what's so funny today? And I didn't wear it because we're going to do a collab later with Dylan and Patrick from
Bad TV.
We're going to talk about Single Life because they're covering it. We already did it, though. So if you're listening, it's already dropped.
Yes.
I was going to wear a Reba McEntire shirt today. Full on stop.
That's because you got the energy I was sending out. Because
it didn't, but I wanted to, but it didn't. I'm still on my health journey, and it's still a little tight, so I didn't wear it. I love it.
Didn't want to be a trust ham.
No. No.
We're on camera.
I'm not wearing that shirt until I'm 160.
That's too small for you.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
It's too small. I don't want to be that.
I've stopped weighing myself. I've completely stopped.
Good for you. I don't either. I don't think we have any other announcements. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City on part two.
No, on this show.
Well, you said, what are we doing on part two?
Because this show has less time.
So I thought you said we're doing a corner on part two. We're not.
We are not doing a corner on part two because there's more to talk about.
I have thoroughly organized everything. You said time me on part two. I know you did. I know you did.
I would have wanted to make it in the announcements.
Let's just do this.
It's like when Peppermint said, why would I do that if I was faithful? I mean, a traitor. I mean, I should have been more strategic. The Traitors is back.
I'm not going to watch it unless it's about Curious because of time, but it is good.
It's spectacular.
It's good. I bet Peppermint's great on the show.
She's not a good game player.
I don't think she's a good game player.
Yeah. The thing about it is people were saying how the housewives don't have any experience playing these social games. The whole thing is a social game for the housewives.
I'd love someone like Kathy Griffin to be on it. Like some
true, but I guess she is a reality show person. She thinks she's too big for it.
Probably.
Yeah. Because she's not technically a reality. She's a comedian, even though she did do a reality show.
Yeah. Did you see Chelsea Handler at the Critics' Choice Awards?
I did not watch the Critics' Choice. There were way too many award shows.
They're putting them all out. I just watched clips of it. Like, it's great watching Ryan Gosling's face when I'm Just Ken wins for Barbie because his face is either surprised or like, do they not get Barbie? You should have picked the woman. But that was great, his reaction. But Chelsea Handler, she told a joke and everyone laughed at it. She said, thanks for laughing at that. My writers wrote that.
Oh, I thought I literally said that our last show.
Oh, who knows? We're here. My schedule is off on shows because we just found out we got Lilu late, and y'all, we found out the person was just out of the office, so we should be getting that, and it should be going back up on Friday nights.
Yeah.
It's thrown off my whole week, it completely throws off everything. Like, I feel like we did 90 Day Fiancé last week yesterday.
You were in Oklahoma. And
it was MLK day. Like, it was just, I'm all what day is it?
I'm perfectly fine, though.
Yeah.
So Timey 2 is now Reba McEntire, the first of her name, Lord of the Timekeepers, and mistress of all she surveys.
From Durant, Oklahoma.
Not Durant?
We don't say Durant. We say Durant. Where I'm from. I just had a sissy message me from Tishomingo. That's a great city.
Sounds like that sound. You could just make up a combination of syllables and I believe you.
By the way, our social media maven. Ooh, I like that. Social media maven, Caitlin. She did a post about telling people to watch last week's episode of Single Life that we did, just us, that episode. And she said, I didn't realize The Name Game was an actual song that's been recorded. I just thought it was a thing. Yes. And so she did a post with the name. Anyway. So she was.
Y'all,
I wasn't the only one.
No. Y'all, that the Name Game story. Was that on The Single Life?
It was on The Single Life.
It'd be a, my reaction.
Poodle's a little shocked.
Hearing that story, I'm still. It's still kind of pinging around in my head that this was a town that was just so isolated. They had never heard of the fucking Name Game. And yeah. So, and a person from Oklahoma City, some city slicker came, and they all looked at it like it was color TV.
I think he was originally from Elk City, or maybe Yukon. Anyway.
Anyway, welcome, Reba. It's good to have you here.
Miss McIntymer, if you're nasty.
Miss McIntymer, if you're nasty.
Appreciate it. I love it.
Tour dates are coming soon. We are very close. We will announce them at the end of January. We better. I'm gonna talk to our tour person today.
If you're watching the Intimate Portrait, you see my face. My eyes get big and the color drain from my face.
Let's jump into this. I've kind of put... I've evened out. Rob and Sophie and Nikki and Justin will never be in the same show because I can't tolerate them for very long.
Oh, I will. Okay. Rob and Sophie is, we did, I think Sissy Chris in the Facebook group, who like she puts in the Facebook group, she always put like the 90 day tweets because their tweets are about their own show are vicious. They, and you can kind of tell they're not a fan of Rob. But just so y'all know, last week, I think I said this on Single Life, but if you didn't listen,
you did. Yeah.
Rob went off on that rant for like 24 minutes outside.
Yeah.
Just ranting.
The one last week. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's important to talk about because Sophie and her mom is talking about like how he was so angry. He couldn't calm himself down. He was all out of sorts.
Yeah. Just talking to no one.
Just talking to the air.
To the camera crew.
Yes.
To anyone who will listen to him talk about how hard he has it.
How hard he has it.
Which
how,
is his fucking reason for living.
Yeah.
What an exhaustive bore.
I mean, between...
That's the worst thing about him. He's a bore.
Yeah. No, I thought that from day one.
That's, and not like, Ronald. Ugh. A boor.
That
a,
went...
A boorish bore.
For once, my instincts were right about him. They never are about men, but I was like, bleh, from him. From the, maybe I'm getting better at spotting narcissists. Probably not. Probably not. So we're going to talk about this. I will say, if you watch this, this is a true... It's like an after-school special of teaching someone what a narcissist
point
is.
Point by point
what
by point by
it's just
point.
What gaslighting is. Check, 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 check. I will say... If you see yourself in this type of relationship, get out of it. Full stop.
And what's interesting is she's also the textbook version of a person who is in a relationship with a narcissist who can't get out of it because they completely... I wrote this down. It's something I've been hearing a lot about where he keeps talking about, he's just sent a picture of a nice car and says, this could be ours. This is this thing called future faking. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Really? What is that? this first Reba McIntymer and now you brought up future faking before I did?
I don't know
I love it.
I don't know if you've heard of it, but.
Oh, God. Oh, get away from it. Oh, I feel so much love.
Stop it. Y'all, if you're not on Internet Corporate, he just grabbed me like Lenny from A Mice and Men.
And hugged him.
And I really did think about pulling a George if I had a gun.
I loved it.
And I'll tell you about the rabbits any day. Just look over there, Maddie. Yeah, keep seeing where we're going to build that homestead.
It was...
That's dark.
No, you're right. Go ahead. It was really, yeah.
That basically, what's interesting is mom is in the car and kind of, mom has decided you can't just, or British Molly.
British Molly. Really is British Molly.
Also, mom in certain lights, you realize, oh, that work you had on your face It looks
just too much in her lips.
It looks better in certain lights than it does in others.
I like up here, but it's, I think, just the lips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she says, if he does that to you all the time, and, you know, from now on, you're going to be depressed. All your sparkle will go away. Because if he feels like that, he does that because he feels like that about himself. And he's going to make sure you feel that way about yourself.
Put mom on the 90-day, to put her in last resort.
That is exactly what's happening. Because y'all, since Sophie, I guarantee you, I don't know how long they've been together. But since Sophie and Rob have been together, Sophie has been more inclined probably to be depressed, to feel bad about herself. Because that's where Rob wants her to be, because she's more easier to control that way.
For sure. And that's where she wants to be. This is a woman who they've talked, she recently kind of changed, but with her appearance, has a lot of people have not criticized her, but just said they feel like that she's not confident in just any of her blackness, like her hair,
and
her
narcissists. Narcissists love these kind
of
people.
They feed on that. And I think mom's, she was great when she said, I don't. He's not an evil or bad man. It's that his self-esteem is on the floor. That is a difference between like a Rob and a Bilal.
I agree.
Bilal is sinister. I don't think he's a bad guy.
No.
I just think he really feels like shit about himself.
He's so wounded and uses it to get any type of validation he can possibly get, like the extreme victim every time.
Yes.
He needs to be the worst off in any room he's in.
Because it's like, if you don't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love anybody else? But the mom, when the mom was saying, I'm talking to him and I think I'm losing my mind, and I'm thinking, am I wrong here? And why that, mom knows what's going on, but I could tell she said that because Sophie went, yeah, that's how I feel too. And so the mom is using herself. This is a total therapist technique where you go, sometimes when I do this, da 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 da, and then your client is like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's just mirroring for her, which is great for her to do.
Sophie does say, what's the percentage that you're going to stay with him? Claire asks her, what's the percentage you're going to stay with him? And she says 50-50.
The mom took that as like, oh, I didn't expect you to be waffling that much. And I still was like, this needs to be like 80-20, please.
Later on,
do you think she's going to stay with him?
Yeah,
I do too.
I now think they might get married.
I think so too.
There's some kind of really lethal combination of a narcissist and most likely the other person who feels not complete or in themselves. Mm-hmm. And especially at like what, 22, 23?
Yeah.
I feel like, I guarantee you, we surveyed our female listeners. It's easier to happen, I think, sometimes with a male narcissist and a younger female, because the inequality is already there.
Yeah.
Especially with age. And I guarantee you, you could probably go through in your early 20s or maybe even your late 20s, you dated a narcissist and it was the same idea in your brain and you're seeing it. And everyone kind of, you have to almost go through it to realize, oh, it wasn't me who was crazy. It wasn't me who was thinking this. It wasn't something that wasn't wrong in my head.
You bring up a good point, too, that I've never thought of, is why hasn't, if Rob lives in a shack down by the river with a toilet outside and she has a nice home, why doesn't he move to London?
That's what I've been saying.
But if he did, then he wouldn't be on higher ground.
Yes.
Because it would be her country, and he would have to acclimate to that.
Yep.
I don't think he would
because
do that.
Because he's got empires to build.
Empires.
Like Chance from Lalo.
And Sophie even says at the end, when he said, after she talks about sending the car and all that, and the mom's like, oh, he's scrambling. And Sophie said, you know, one thing about Rob, he never says he's sorry. He won't say sorry. Oh,
wow.
It's just check, 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 check. So mom said, I think if you decide to marry him, I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah. Later on, we're doing what could be more of a humble task to do and invite your friends, a.k.a. enablers, to do butt laundry.
But laundry.
And
did we say what episode this is, by the way?
Yeah, episode. I didn't get the title.
Episode 10, episode 14.
You look at the title.
I'll see if I can find it.
We do a lot of research here.
Reality Gaze.
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm.
so he's with Tarai and Ty, as I say. I wish these friends actually called Rob on some of this.
Yeah.
But I don't think he has friends who do that because
he's not friends with them.
He's not friends with them.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Anyway, I bet Rob doesn't have a lot of friends.
I think he's narcissists. Yeah. Don't have a lot of social.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you they do, but they actually
And he's
don't.
Just complaining to them, y'all. Same shit, different day.
Same shit. It's going to be like, some stupid name.
Where are you? He's like, I'm like a 4 out of 10 on this wedding.
That's called From This Day Forward.
From This Day Forward.
That can't be. No, this is. It's airing on 21st. From This Day Forward, yes.
And the last thing is, As Long As You Both Shall Live, what after this?
The last one, well, I'll tell you, there's two left. It's Till Death Do Us Part.
Till Death Do Us Part.
And then 16 is With This Ring, I Thee Wed. Just so you know, the trailer for episode 16 is so stupid. I just glanced at one sentence and it says, Sophie breaks down when Rob refuses to apologize. So it's not going to get better. It's not going to get better, everybody.
So and the friends did say, how didn't you see this in 3 years that she, quote unquote, wasn't on your team?
But that actually makes, they didn't live together.
You're right.
When somebody doesn't live together, you can hide a lot of things from them.
Right. I just think, God, these friends are bad and
hot.
And
bad.
And then at one point, Rob just says, I have all the way up until I say I do.
His feeling from 1 to 10 is that he's going to decide to get married, kind of like I make out with men in Vienna, a 4.
I should have seen a picture. Is he really a 4?
I don't know. I was drunk.
Yeah, exactly. And you probably bought him drinks, didn't you?
No. No, I swear I did not buy him a drink.
Okay. Whatever you need to tell yourself.
Just don't look at the business card receipt next
year. Yeah.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com /realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens!
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ashley and Manuel, we're in Niagara Falls.
I'm going to say this.
The most romantic place in the world.
I've never been. Have you?
I have not. Shockingly.
Would you like to go?
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think it'd be fun. I'm going to say this. I don't know if you'll agree or not. I love watching them. I'm so excited for them to be on Happily Ever After because I think they're going to be, like you said. She's cuckoo kaboo and take. She is such great reality television to me because she can't help but just vomit emotion out of her mouth. That's not based in logic.
I agree with you there,
and I love watching it.
It the thing about it is, it's not even that she doesn't have a filter. It's that she doesn't realize that she sounds like a ridiculous 14-year-old girl.
Yes, she does.
With a big vocabulary, and her Spanish, and just the Spanish, Valley Girl Spanish, I can't get enough of. I agree with you. I think they do make really good reality television. I really decided it hit me today, and people always, you know, I haven't loved Manuel either. By no means, but really the thing about him I realize is he always needs to make her feel like she needs him more than he needs her.
He does, yeah.
And it is so cruel sometimes to her because she's like a fucking golden retriever. She just needs to be petted, and like a golden retriever, you stare into their eyes, and it's just a cavern. There's just nothing there.
Do you think that if, because it does feel like a lot of times he gives her nothing?
Crumbs. Yeah. And she loves crumbs.
I don't know if she would need that much, actually, because she seems pretty.
She wouldn't know what to do with more.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's what's interesting about her. She's an intelligent person, and she's, again, I bet she gives great fucking tarot sessions. But when it comes to her, like you said, it reverts to this 14-year-old girl.
Oh, it's terrible. She's an emotional 14-year-old girl still playing that little, I'm going to get married, pick a corner, and this is your person you'll marry, and this is the person you'll fall in love with or kiss or it's your favorite color. She's still playing that.
Yeah, I love.
Did you play that?
Yeah, Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I forgot what you used to say, but yeah, Jimmy Dawn Stewart taught me about that. She just moved to South Carolina.
Did she?
Well, the Michelin plant closed down, and it, for the upper management people, it gave them the option to move to the warehouse in South Carolina.
Where'd she move?
Where, I don't
the
know.
Michelin, where is Michelin?
Let me see.
I think it's near Greenville.
Hey, Siri, where's the Michelin plant in South Carolina? We're just seeing.
It'll be in some kind of...
Michelin opens new South Carolina plant. This was in 2013. Now, okay.
Okay, I'm going to keep going.
In Greenville.
So,
Oh, my God.
It's probably outside.
I could go see Jimmy Dawn Stewart and go see your mother. And Aunt Jane. She told me to come out for a visit. Maybe I will, and I could stay with my friend and then just see all your family.
Maybe you could stay with my family. How about that?
No, I'd stay with Jimmy Dawn. I'd tell your mom, say, sorry, I got to stay with my friend.
Good choice.
But you would love that. Wouldn't you love that, me going to see all your family and your brother and your without you?
Fine.
Okay.
Boy, what a fucking nightmare. So, anyway, I can see the pictures now. What I was thinking about him is it's almost like he loves it when she does things that are nice, but even when things get too good, he's like, I can't let you have too much. I need to walk away as soon. And because she always needs to be, you always need to be on eggshells with him. And I think it may just be a super gendered way of him, what he thinks women should be like culturally.
Yeah, I think that's, I think that's like 80%.
And
of it.
I think he is the extreme example of that. And
yeah.
And I think that's a kink for her. I think she hates it intellectually and probably emotionally
and
sexually.
Our kinks don't align with our values.
That is so true.
They don't, because believe me.
Trust me.
Poodle's kinks don't
trust
align
me
with his
It's values. Been a problem. Yeah. If I'm talking to the mailman, I don't want him to spit in my mouth. But suddenly, it's 12:30 and the red light special is on. And I'm doing like this, like a baby bird.
That is something, if you hear or heard that and you go, fuck, that's okay. They don't have to align. That's the point.
They don't.
It's a kink. It's a safe thing.
You have to find a...
Hopefully.
You have to find a safe way for them to coexist in your relationship.
That's the point. You let out and live through these kinks, and you just need to kind of compartmentalize and know that's
right.
Not how you
but
want to live
can't
your life.
Become
they can't do that.
Your relationship.
And they...
And just like, yeah. The, just like the gender-neutral bathroom last time.
Yeah.
That was the biggest example of the fighting led to that, and that was that the whole fight was to get to that point.
I agree.
Whether they knew it or not.
Because he says things like, I don't want to kiss her feet. He's the one that brings up, she's bringing him to Niagara Falls. He's excited, but he's the one that brings up his work and money, and she's just, to her credit, she's not trying to yell at him. She's just trying to talk to him about it, and he's getting very defensive. And you put me in this position.
Spend.
Yeah, and I don't want to be this way. And she's like, but you didn't save money coming here. Like, why is this all on me? And he's like, you just want to talk about money? She's like, bitch, you brought it up.
Well, the interesting thing here is, yeah, I love that he said this. She's like, why am I bringing him into the U.S.? The money's here. And what's so, he's saying the quiet part out loud. Not that I think he's scamming her, but what he's saying is, this is the land of milk and honey, and that's culturally what the world sees.
That is the world sees. She gets him to sit down. She's like, we fight about stupid things. And she says, she starts telling him, I will always be on your side. I will always have your back. And he says, I know, and I trust you a lot. You will always have my support in good times and bad. And I just went, this is just yearbook emotions.
Totally.
Just what you write in a fucking yearbook.
Never change.
It means nothing.
K-I-T.
Y'all. Don't use yearbook emotions to talk to someone you're in a relationship with.
The other thing I thought about is watching this is she is so incredibly sheltered. I know that she's tried to is a witch, and she's living in Rochester, and she's thinks she's extremely worldly. She's not. Because and that's one of the things he, it's a kink for him to kind of dominate this sheltered person.
And to make her crazy and hurt.
Yes.
It, because then they fuck it out. And then he fucking chokes her.
And he's saying, this person who's lived a lot better than me, who's got more money than me, I'm still the boss.
Yes. I meant chokes her in sex, not in real life.
Yeah, we got that.
Okay.
I'll choke you, but I'm no killer, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
they go.
Jack Harlow can choke me.
We gotta move.
I really should not be into him. He's a scuzz bucket, but I'd hit it.
Is he the one that writes that song or sings that song?
You don't know who Jack Harlow is?
No.
God.
Is he the one that sings that song?
Yes,
though?
And he had Glamorous. The
Glamorous.
He's like first class.
The song with what's her name?
Fergie.
He wrote the song with Fergie?
He sampled that song.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that song.
That song was literally number one.
Really?
Yes.
I have to listen
literally.
To it.
Literally.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to download it on my Napster music and see if it plays.
Your LimeWire.
Y'all, they're wearing ponchos and going towards the falls, and they see the rainbow. He's kissing her. They're wet from the water. And Manuel's like, this is so beautiful. And Ashley says, it's washing away all the bad energy.
This I busted out laughing. And I
applauded.
And I screamed out, you dope.
I literally went, yes, you do this stupid thing. Because she's going, it's washing away. Are we going to fucking do this, Manuel? Are we going to do this? And he's like, yes, even he's kind of into it. He's like, yes, let's get... I thought they were going to fuck on the boat.
Well, the thing is, I guarantee you they had a fight on the way home. I 100%. Guarantee you.
Because
he said something shitty and she took offense and went, I'm going to ugly cry like no.
Because it's this addiction. I bet their cortisol... It's this addiction to up and down. Because they couldn't fuck in Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
So how do they expel this energy? They have to have this emotional, we're going to fucking do this.
Are we doing this right now? And he's like, yes, I will marry you. And at that point, she's like, this is like a movie. And I go, you're never going to learn.
No, I wrote quote, let's see, to end on. It's the water. There was a double rainbow. And I was like, fuck it. This is what I'm feeling. Are you down or not? And I wrote again, she's fantastic. TV.
Yeah, there is something about her that I understand. She makes me laugh, but I just know this person would get on my very last nerve.
Oh, yeah, she would, but I enjoy her.
Here,
keep talking. I'm feeling a little oily, so I'm just going to put a little powder on. Well, I don't know where is it.
What is this? Is this like a makeup stop that we do?
Well, do I not have my makeup with me?
Oh,
I guess.
What a tragedy! Please don't. By the way, last time you did this, there was powder all over my fucking couch.
I don't believe.
So
that.
How about you not do that next time?
I don't
time?
Believe you.
Can you be careful?
I think you're making that up. Look, there's no powder anywhere.
I want to talk about, it's time for Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion corner.
Perfect time to bring out the powder. Okay.
Y'all, part two of the reunion was this week. And I just need to say, let me get to my notes.
I enjoyed it. I knew a lot wasn't up. They're saving everything for the end.
Yeah. Who is Monica Delgado Garcia Darnell Fowler? Who is Monica? This more names than Linda Evans on Dynasty.
It's true.
I'll tell you who she is.
She's nutso.
She's a fucking liar.
I
Everything she does is about lying. Everything she does. This is why I can't really celebrate this woman. People are like saying the queen, blah blah blah. No, because even some of her reads and her insults are just mean schoolyard shit.
I mean, it's a different way of looking at narcissism, how she reacts. Because again, I tweeted this, and but I was like, I actually tagged her and Mary. I didn't give a fuck. But I said, I was like, Monica, if a unempathetic narcissist is the person that has your back.
Amen.
Mary Cosby. And I put that gif of you in danger, girl, because.
Agreed.
It is. It, and this, I still say this. Does she even have family in Bermuda?
I
don't believe it. I'm going to say it now. I don't believe it. I don't believe that she was contacting them. I think she texted all that from a fucking... I wish they could have checked how many phones she brought with her. Yeah. I don't believe a word of it.
No, it is... Because why should you? Because she has done nothing but lie.
Yeah.
That's the beginning. That's why I can't take this person seriously.
Well,
she's
instead,
a fucking liar.
This mother shit.
Yeah.
Which I feel sorry for anybody that her mother is... Horrible.
No, her mother's a very bad person.
But, yeah. Y'all, I know people that have really horrible, toxic parents, and they are not horrible, toxic people.
You have to work at it and realize that I don't have to mirror this. And I guarantee you, she's very unhappy. Monica's a very unhappy person.
Oh, yeah. But, so that's where I'm saying, like, you can have... empathize with someone's situation, but not give them sympathy.
Yeah.
And I think all these women are like, when she's talking about her mom, except for Meredith. Meredith Marks, you could tell, was like, I don't go.
Y'all, Meredith, queen of blazers, blazer tops,
oh,
just
yeah.
sat over there like this.
Mm-hmm. She didn't give a fuck.
It's why every reunion, I always feel a lot of sympathy towards Meredith, or I feel yeah. simpatico with Meredith.
And Heather was all like, oh, I guess she is. I don't think Lisa actually cares.
No.
But Lisa doesn't want a bad edit and
she
look
goes,
like a mother hater. Yeah.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We also find that Jack Barlow tried to, it's been in the news that he's been cited in like torrents or something like
yes.
that because he got some kind of deferment because of his passport photo. He tried to send it a passport. He took a picture of his abs.
And then what'd she say? She said, she's like,
in his defense, he's been working very hard.
He's been working very hard on his abs. We're very proud of him. Oh.
And then Mary comes in. They're talking about the inbred comments about Heather. And she's like, but you, Heather, he's like, shoot, you called my chairs something from Whoville. And he's like,
and they said, do that, is that worse?
And Mary's like, well, I think it is.
It is. I think it is.
So, question for you. Do you think, what I kept thinking about all this is, I don't think Andy went in on Monica or Mary at all. And why are we why is he allowing this?
Mary won't be on the show. That's 100% why they're not going in on Mary.
Yeah.
Because if they go in on Mary, she's going to pull out and say no.
Well,
and then they don't trust the other housewives to have the ratings because Mary brings crazy.
Okay, fair. Why not Monica, though? Why not go in on Monica? Is that going to be on part three?
I feel like that's either going to be on part three or Andy, because of ratings, is going to try to keep her on the show. I can't imagine how they do a housewife season with her.
No, it's not possible. But I still don't think it's possible.
But I don't think Andy Cohen or any producer cares about these people's happiness.
This shit.
They care about ratings.
This shit is dark.
Because
think
about it.
If we go there by putting Monica on a second season, that is dark.
I think they will. I wouldn't be surprised if they will.
No one listens to me about this, but that's fine. That's a bad precedent. That's a bad precedent.
I'm
not a bad president. We've had a lot of those. Mm-hmm. But that's dark. It's dark because of it chucks a lot of that model out the window.
I hope she's not on. I don't.
Yeah.
Because I don't think.
Not that I don't want the drama, but this is not the way I want to get it.
If she's not. Well, it's you're giving the trolls a mic.
Exactly.
And also, none of the other cast members will be comfortable.
No.
Who knows? Maybe Heather or Meredith or Lisa would say, I'm not doing the show she's on. But I bet
Heather would say that.
I could see Heather.
Heather's the linchpin of that show.
I could see Meredith saying that too.
Yep.
Lisa
She has threatened my family.
Yeah.
Right. You know about the husband?
Anyway, there is one big thing about when she'd call Whitney racist, and I thought Whitney handled this really well. By saying, you're right, the Mormon Church has been extremely racist in the past, and a lot of doctrine is rooted in racism. Heather said that.
They both said that. And Lisa's like, wait a minute. Jack's on his. No, it's not for me.
Bitch has barely read the Book of Mormon.
They're like, bitch, they're not talking about you. It's true, though.
You know what? Like Whitney said, it's always about Lisa.
But Mary's just saying this because, y'all, Whitney is the one who was brave enough to say that Mary runs a fucking cult.
Yes.
Because she does run a cult.
Yeah.
And Whitney doesn't believe. Now she used the word a predator. I don't think Whitney meant that in a sexual context. They took that as, and that's what they're running and saying. Do I think Mary Crosby is a predator? 100%. She preys upon people and gets their money.
And I thought that thing about telling her son's girlfriend and having an orgasm, I felt like that just crossed the line. And Andy asked about it, and it just felt...
She's the worst person on the show for me. I'm not being a prude here.
It just felt like we were going below a certain level of
That's
what we
her.
Talk about. Like, the sexual habits of your children. I don't know. Mary's a despicable person.
She is the most... one of the best examples of someone who says they are such a Christian and lives by no Christian values in her life at all.
And I wonder, it does feel, not that I want Andy Cohen to be some pillar of morality, but we've done this before with like Ramona Singer and saying, no, she's not going to be on anymore because she's absolutely awful. She says horrendous things. She's cruel. And everyone... But Mary Cosby kind of gets away with it because she does the most ridiculously uncomfortable things to people's faces.
And it's I laugh at what she says about like her opinion of bubbly water and things like that. Makes me laugh because that's cuckoo and like her son stuff. I actually don't like it when I see her just bullying the other women.
Yeah.
It actually always makes me cringe.
And that's why I don't know if we can... It makes me feel weird to laugh. I still talk about that scene with her and Whitney. And talk about the people who the parishioners died and things like that. That is still a hysterical scene to me. And it's completely, that's before any of them were in on the joke.
Yeah. But yeah, she's safe. They're not, they feel like for some reason, maybe the ratings were bad the year she left. I didn't think they were because Jen Shaw was still around. But without Jen Shaw and without her, and she wasn't even on that much this season.
No.
But they need her to interject. I guess it's humor and they just laugh at it because they all said, It was
well,
humor.
I mean, she was. She said racist shit about Jenny.
That's it. Racist people. She literally made fun of her eyes.
Yes.
She never apologized. She is a horrible, despicable human being.
Yeah. If I could,
she's trash.
I would. And he'll never let himself be. By the way, Jeff Lewis on Watch What Happened Live went off on the set of the things. Like, that was just bad. And Andy did not think it was funny. It was hysterical.
Oh, that's funny.
Y'all, go watch that. Jeff Lewis is going off just drinking a martini. And y'all, you know, they've got a history.
Yeah.
And Andy's like, it is. It's so good. If you love Jeff Lewis at all, I think he's horrible to watch, but I still really enjoy him. The thing about Jeff Lewis, though, it's that the known in private is he's a very generous person. He's an uh-oh.
Well, we have some friends that might not agree, other podcaster friends that haven't had a great experience with him.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Our friends, Brandy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, it wasn't so good. Talk to Mary Payne about that.
That has layers.
Yeah, that is layers.
That has layers. Let's jump.
I'm ready to move on.
That's all it is. Sam and Sheetra.
All right.
This is so fucking real, y'all. This is so real. It makes me feel like I'm watching Intervention a little bit. It is just. You done shuffling?
Sorry, I can't get my hand. This is why I don't use paper like you do.
I didn't know we were at the passport bureau of a small bureaucratic country.
Okay, Clayton and okay, hold
can
on.
Can you shuffle a little more?
Well, I didn't staple them, so I got to keep them in order. Okay, here we go.
I'm gonna rip okay. out of your hand and beat you
ready.
Over the head
I'm
with
ready.
Them. I gotta say, I love the two sisters just still appearing tired. Just clutching on each other.
Yeah.
Just mean mugging the fuck out of everyone.
Yeah. They look kind of like Russian dolls that have come to life that got that came out of a bigger doll. And
but they
just,
still kind of want to go back into a
yes,
bigger doll.
And air actually just feels raw and new yeah. on their face.
It's they are also like they're teenage girls or girls in their early 20s who are tired all the time and all they want to do is sleep.
They also hate their sister.
Yeah. Oh, hate her.
They hate her. Yeah, So they're driving down the highway, and they're going to find my way.
Don't look back, because we're going to go to a mosque and become a Muslim.
Don't think about my drug use. So Sam is he's nervous to impress the dad, and he said, I'm ready to get married so we can get our freak on.
Because the nowadays business is good. And it's just like, yo, the cringe is so real in this. And she's just like kind of like smiling. This is a really specific genre of 90 Day we haven't had. It really does. And we've made jokes about This Is Love or Lockup meets 90 Day. But it really does feel that way.
It does.
The grittiness. Yeah. Of it, and I'm watching this, and I can't look away, and I'm watching this, and I'm just like, every moment I'm kind of going,
no, it's good,
but I can't. This is the most riveting story this season,
especially when Alien Dad shows up.
Oh, he's right out of casting.
Nanu. They walk in, he meets them, y'all. It's just. So this is normal. They're serving them food.
Please don't knock over my lamp.
I just touched it. It's fine.
But they're serving the flailing.
Why do you have peroxide? Is this for your butthole?
Because you poured it in my ear.
Oh, I did put it in your ear because you had something lodged in it.
Yes. Come.
I don't want to know. I hope it came out. Anyway, they are fucking shady as fuck with this fried chicken.
I like it
macaroni
too.
And cheese.
They're like not eating a lot, and they're just taking a little bit of bites. I will say, they're like, yeah, American food isn't really too big on flavors.
Spices, a lot of meats, not a lot of vegetables.
Yeah, the father actually says, we have more vegetables and flavors.
And spice.
No spice, no life. Did you notice the kind of aerial shot of the home? The recliners are so oversized.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's no other place to... there's nothing to, you can barely walk without those two, from those
people
two
have those back home.
Oversized recliners. My mother would never allow that.
She doesn't like recliners?
She feels the same way I feel about them.
I've never asked you how you feel about, because I've never had a recliner.
I'm fine with them. I don't think they should be, we should, oh, I'm going to get flack for this.
You're going to get flack for this.
I already know about this.
I know,
this.
That's why I'm just letting you walk into
it. I know.
It. What do you, Poodle, the sofa, what is your stance?
I don't love
recliners.
We know how I feel about sofa recliners. I hate those. Mm-hmm. It's just, when they're so oversized and I feel like I just lay in it and the recliner and couch is kind of like hugging me. I can't, I don't like it.
So Poodle is against recliners, everyone. He hates them.
He
thinks your lazy boy is trash.
It's not that I hate them. I just think these two chairs need to be in a place that's about twice the size of this room.
I like them in a movie room. In a cinema room, like the movies.
That actually makes sense.
Designated for that, for watching TV and stuff.
Here's what I'm going to say.
My mother's got two of them in hers.
Here is my stance on recliners. If you get those big ones that are just so oversized, make sure your room's fucking big enough for them. Otherwise, it looks like fat chair in little room.
Yeah. I don't love the big.
That's where I am.
I love a recliner. I don't love a big, huge recliner because a lot of them that makes my head go forward and...
I'm tired of this now. Let's move on.
Dude, you're just scared.
I question.
Send pictures of your recliner to Poodle.
No, don't. It's a taste level thing, and that makes me sound like a real fucking snob. But
so, what does your mother sit on in her living room?
We have a couch and chairs.
Chairs, because my mom, she reclines. She's got a recliner.
We have a couch and chair, and that's good enough. I'll probably never have a recliner. I had an IKEA chair that I had a thing, but that did I could lay back in, but it's not a recliner.
Someone just died outside in construction. I like the style. I would have when I lived in Oklahoma, I had like it was very small, but I like a small kind of chair. Kind of looked like your green chairs, but you didn't realize it looked like it was a recliner.
Yeah,
but not those big ones.
Oversized ones just bother me. I think your rooms have to be very big. Let's move on because I know I'm going to get hate mail. Y'all, you'd be surprised at the things that I've said offhandedly that I have received hate mail for.
Yeah, this is true.
Also, you're not going to convince me because I don't give a fuck.
That's true.
So
they're eating potatoes because they think
that's what they eat potatoes
every day. And so they, which actually I found that more in Vienna. A lot of potatoes in Austria.
Yeah. Pretty much all of Eastern Europe loves potatoes and cabbage.
Yeah.
They're big on that.
And so
Poland, oh my God.
And so, sorry, you said that like a stand-up
Poland,
comedian.
Oh my God, Poland and your potatoes.
So Sam says they're acting like they're eating alien food. And then they're just talking about flights. They're making blah, 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 blah. Let's get to it. So Dad says, how do you feel about them getting married? And we're going to say Dad, meaning Sheetra's dad, and then Alien
Dad.
So Dad says, how do you feel about them getting married? And Alien Dad says, you know, getting to know you. But he basically says in a nicer way, but he says, you kind of were a fuck up. In fact, out of all four of my kids, you were the one son that was just fucking around. And now that you're with her, you finally got your shit together at 30.
And
he
Sam's
said it
like,
in a much nicer
Sam's
way.
Sam's like, okay, thanks, Dad, for throwing me under the bus.
And yeah, he's just kind of like,
We also find out that Dad mentions legalized marijuana in California. And he's like, is marijuana legal? He's like, nope, it's a big fine. In fact, one marijuana cigarette will get you 5 years.
5 years of jail time.
Holy Sam
was
fuck.
Like, oh. Sam was like, I didn't know the laws were that strict. And now I have to tell him I screwed up my drug program.
That's why I say intervention here, because this just the stakes are so high for everyone involved. Yeah. And so y'all... What I like about this is Sheetra's kind of the MVP. She's the only one making this train work. Because I guarantee you, if he didn't need to convert to Islam, they wouldn't be getting married so fast.
Yeah.
She's the one
pushing
this.
Because they want to fuck.
Yes. So
it's a tale as old as time.
It's so interesting that she's going to kind of, if it works, she's going to literally make his sober life work out just by dangling sex over it. Think about that.
Hey, whatever
works.
Your higher power is.
Sex, if her that's pussy. It,
if her pussy is your god and that keeps you sober, I'm here for it.
So later on, Sheetra's like, so tell him about the diversion. Come on. Time is money. Look at my pussy.
Basically. So, now, did you notice, though?
So this he tells story, about we still don't know what the real story is.
He told her the story, but she didn't translate exactly.
Yeah. Also, he told a different story than it was.
Yes. So he says, he sits on the porch and her dad's already looking at him like, what the fuck? So he says,
I had expired medicine. And I'm like,
we heard earlier that you were taking little bits of, I forgot.
Suboxone.
Suboxone that you actually had actual medicine that you, because I talked about my dad's third wife, her son, Tyler, used to do that.
And her father's like, you know what my job is, right? Which I enjoyed. And then he's like, also, I missed the deadline to enroll in the program, and I could go to jail for 6 months or a year.
Yes. She tells dad it was a painkiller and not a drug that he's supposed to take because he's addicted to meth.
That is semantics, and it is technically, I guess you could say it's a painkiller.
She said it's a painkiller. It's expired.
And this whole thing, see, remember, he said he was taking, he said expired, but really he said I was carrying it in a bottle that didn't have my script.
Didn't have my name on it.
None of this has felt.
Well, if anyone's going to get real to the bottom of it, it's going to be Sean Robinson. We know that for sure.
So anyway.
So he could go to jail for 6 months to a year, and dad's like, what about my daughter?
What about my daughter?
And he's disappointed, and he said if he loses the case, he will take her back to Indonesia. And he reminds him, he says, look, if you ever do illegal drugs, I will never let you marry my daughter. Yeah.
You say Indonesia like Sam. Indonesia.
That's what I said. Indonesia.
Indonesia.
That's what I said.
It's like Indo, like you're talking about
Indonesia.
Marijuana. Yeah.
Indonesia.
No, you're saying it's
Indonesia.
It's the way he's like Indonesia.
Indonesia, yes.
Never mind.
Am I
that's
drunk?
That's how Sam says it. Indonesia.
Indonesia, yeah.
Yeah. But it's just, you're in American parlance, we don't accent in a four-syllable word. We usually schwa. I'm boring everyone. Like Indonesia. I know.
So and Indonesia.
Indonesia.
I like that.
Well, actually, it's good. Indonesia.
Yeah, that's Indonesia. I like that.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? That's Indonesia. The show. All right, I don't have anything else. He just says, I'm addicted to your daughter. I'm addicted to your daughter. Doesn't that sound like an 80s rock song?
It does.
She gives me that high I like.
It does feel like
I'm addicted to your daughter. I gotta have her every hour of the night. Addicted, take it. Yeah! Your daughter's pussy makes me high! Bye!
Oh, that's the show.
Bye!